All right, so we're gonna do our little welcome. So welcome everyone to Behind the Badge podcast, the podcast for the visionary staff, by the staff, for the staff. And today we have our very first guest, Dr. Sereski.
I think it's funny you call this Behind the Badge. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you gave me a badge. I don't think it's moved from the drawer. I don't know if that disqualifies me at all from doing this, but I don't think I've ever actually worn a badge.
Well, by popular demand, you had to be our first guest. We're going to start with some icebreaker questions, Dog. What is your favorite dessert?
Yeah, I definitely have a little bit of a sweet tooth. Favorite dessert would probably be ice cream. I'm a Ben and Jerry's guy. Usually have at least a few pints in my freezer at any given time. And that's my guilty pleasure dessert that I enjoy. Flavor wise, I'm a big Cherry Garcia fan, and I like fish food too, like the pistachio. A big Ben and Jerry's fan.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
I actually don't drink caffeine. The last time I've had any kind of caffeine was probably when I was in medical school. It upsets my stomach, and find that I have enough excitement in my day-to-day life that I don't really need it. But I never really drank coffee regularly, so I would have to go with tea.
Okay. Well, you beat me at that one. All right. If you had to swap your life with any famous person, who would it be?
Yeah, this is one of the questions I hope we could skip. I really have no interest in being famous. That's just not something that really appeals to me. Katya, before we started recording, was trying to say, give me suggestions for this question, and she said, what about a president? And couldn't imagine anything worse than being president. I have no interest in being famous.
All right, fair enough. So if you weren't a surgeon, what job or career path would you have chosen as an alternative?
When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a paleontologist. That would be cool. I like dinosaurs. I love my job, but I basically went straight through with training, so never really had a chance in life to really travel. So it would be a really neat thing to have a job where I could see the world a little bit more than I've been able to. But I'm not sure I have anything specifically in mind.
Okay, well, you are a surgeon, so do you have any good luck routines for a surgery day?
Not really good luck routines, but I try to set myself up for success, try to get a good night's sleep the night before. I try to eat I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich beforehand because it's bland, and you never have to worry about it bothering your stomach after. There was some office event on Monday this week where they ordered like breakfast burritos with like beans and chorizo, and they were like, do you want one of these? And I was like, I can't eat that before I have a full day of clinic, and certainly couldn't eat that before I was doing surgeries. Something bland, and just try to have a relaxing morning before then. I never always try to arrange my schedule so I'm never like rushed heading to surgery. Just wanted to be chill going in and minimize stress.
I don't think I'd ever seen you stressed, Doc. You're not someone to show your stress.
Yeah, maybe on the inside.
too chill. Okay. Now you're a surgeon, you have your everyday routine, but what advice would you give your younger self?
Yeah, I have no regrets, in terms of my life, big picture. Like I love my job, I love my family. I wish I could have traveled a little bit more before I have kids again. I've never been to Europe. I've never been to South America. We'd love to have seen the world a little bit more. And now I feel like hard right now because I've got young kids, but someday, that's definitely on the bucket list.
So, okay, since you have three kids, what do you do after a tough day? How do you unwind?
don't do things to unwind. Try to survive it. Sometimes I think those of you who have kids will agree with this. Sometimes it's easier and less stressful to be at work. So I mean, when I get home, it's dinner, bath, bedtime. It reminded me kind of like I'm a big baseball fan, and was watched the World Series. My team, the Yankees, were in it, and fortunately, a player on the other team hit a big home run, and they. The next day they interviewed you. What did you do to celebrate? And he's like, I went home and I gave my kids a bath, right? It's business as usual at home. And I kind of feel like my life is a very very similar situation. I related to that comment a lot.
Well, I mean, I guess you like work, you tag team bed and bath time with your wife. How'd you meet your wife?
Yes, I so we met actually in college. We've been together for 15 plus years. We met when we were like 20 years old in college. So we actually met in MCAT class, which is the exam that you take to basically get into medical school. So we did a Kaplan training course, and we met at that class, and kind of got close over a year. She studied abroad in London, but I stayed back in St. Louis while we were in college, and we talked a lot while she was abroad and kind of got close, and then started to date when she got back.
Wow. Okay. 15 years. Any advice?
Probably more than that. Yeah, I think we met in 2007, so even longer.
Any advice?
Family is the most important thing. That is your significant other, spouses, families. Most important thing in your life, so much more important than work, and important to always keep that in mind.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sureski, for being on the podcast, the first ever episode. So we'll see what the ratings are. Do you nominate anyone to be the next guest?
Yeah, can't go wrong with that Dr. Hammer guy.
All right, we'll see what he says.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.